Nolte, failed state of California urges thermostats be turned up to 78 degrees. By John Nolte on August 20, 2020. California's Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom is urging the residents of his failed state to turn their thermostats up to 78 degrees. Here are some highlights from the governor's August 20 guidelines. Set your thermostat to 78 degrees or higher between 3 and 10 p.m. Refrain from major appliance use between 3 and 10 p.m. Postpone using major appliances like the oven, dishwasher, clothes washer, and dryer until cooler times of the day to avoid heating up your home. Run your dishwasher and clothes washer only when full. Wait until after 9 p.m. to use these and other major appliances. When possible, wash clothes in cold water. About 90% of the energy used in a clothes washer goes to water heating. After years of being unable to deliver the citizens of California enough water, this failed state now cannot deliver enough electricity. Fact, when you cannot deliver the basics, and few things are as basic as water and electricity, you are officially a failed state. And all of this was avoidable. But the Luddite Democrats who run California, who have enjoyed a veto-proof majority in the former Golden State for a decade or so, who own the state's government lock, stock, and barrel with no Republican opposition whatsoever. They are solely responsible for not delivering electricity and water to residents because they refuse to build the power plants necessary to deliver the desired electricity, and they refuse to build the reservoirs necessary to guide the state through its periodic droughts. In fact, California is shutting down power plants in some lunatic backwards crusade to deliver the unicorn of emission-free power in less than 25 years. You want to know why Governor Luddite is telling people to turn their thermostats up to 5 degrees over comfortable? You're going to think I'm kidding, but I'm not. Just like the cavemen and other ancient savages were unable to escape the elements, California is so unenlightened, so backwards and primitive, that if the wind doesn't blow and the clouds cover the sun, even though we are now living in the 21st century, Californians suffer. Officials blame weekend blackouts on the unexpected loss of a 470-megawatt power plant Saturday evening, as well as the loss of nearly 1,000 megawatts of wind power, the San Jose Mercury News reported. In addition, cloud cover over the desert meant solar energy was in short supply. I'm sorry, but if your personal indoor comfort exists at the mercy of weather and depends on the elements, depends on wind speed and sunlight, you are not living in a progressive state. You're not even living in a modern state. There is no reason for anyone in the United States of America to be uncomfortable indoors anymore. More than 15 years ago, when I just so happened to be living in Los Angeles. By the way, I purchased a brand spanking new 5000 BTUs air conditioner for $49, and it came with a remote control. I still have it. See, that's what the free market can do. That's what capitalism and free enterprise and free people can do. They can make the miracle of air conditioning available to every American regardless of income, gender, sexual preference, handicap, hair color, or shoe size. But the primitive, superstitious Gaia worshippers who run California cannot. The primitive, superstitious Gaia worshippers who run California cannot deliver water, even though there would be plenty of it for everyone if the primitive, superstitious Gaia worshippers who run California cannot would simply build some reservoirs. We could all be comfortable, we could all enjoy homes and offices as comfortable as a shopping mall, the only thing in our way is Democrats. Y'all needs to wake up. If your elected officials cannot deliver water and electricity, they're not the problem. You are. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.